Have you ever eaten something and then the flavor just sticks with you forever and ever and ever, and you're craving it at weird times? Like, have you ever had something, like you've eaten something like that? Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel. I have a new video, a new cooking video for you this week, and it only involves two ingredients. Yes, that's right, two ingredients. I'm going to be making black garlic butter. You know what butter is, but do you know what black garlic is? So, this is black garlic, and it is exactly what you think it is. Garlic that is black. Like so, just like that. Focus. All right, it's not focusing. Anywho, I had black garlic butter for the first time, I wanna say 3 years ago. It was right after Jack and I had gotten married. I had started getting Blue Apron boxes, and the first meal they ever sent were these little pork buns, and you put black garlic butter on them and it tasted so amazing. And I thought like black garlic was something that you couldn't find easily. I was wrong. I found it on Amazon and I ordered it, and now I'm going to be making a huge batch of black garlic butter. So, two ingredients, black garlic, ooh, as I drop it, heavy whipping cream, and your trusty KitchenAid stand mixer. So, follow along as I make black garlic butter. All right, super easy. You don't need to a lot of things. You just need the cream, and you're gonna put the cream in here, and you're gonna turn this on, and you're gonna let it go. So that's pretty much all there is to it. So first you should start off at like a medium speed and then go to the high speed. All right guys, so it literally does not take long at all for your whipping cream to reach butter stage. You're literally just gonna start off with cream. It's gonna reach that whipped cream stage. So if you wanted to make whipped cream, you could just leave it at this stage right now, add some sugar. But let's go back to the garlic real quick. So I decided to use 4 cloves of the black garlic. Now black garlic, literally all it is just regular garlic, and then it's cooked for a very, very long time at a low temperature. I'm thinking like, I think it's like 8 weeks that they cook this thing, and it changes the sugars in the garlic to be black, and it changes the flavors and the texture of the garlic so much. It's just so rich and so, so good. So I'm just gonna chop this up super finely, as finely as I get it. I do like some bigger chunks, so when you see me chop, you're gonna see some bigger chunks in there. All right guys, so I literally turned my back to chop the garlic for like 5 seconds, and the butter formed, thus splattering all the buttermilk everywhere. But good thing we have Layla, who is on cleanup duty. Thanks Layla, you're the best. All right guys, but the butter has formed. It is in here. And there she is, all nice and congealed and lumpy. It looks beautiful. So after you've thoroughly washed your hands, the next step is to squeeze as much of the buttermilk out of the butter as you can. So I just did this a million times by pressing the butter together over and over and over again. And then I put it in a separate glass bowl, got another chunk, pressed it together over and over and over again. And then eventually you're going to see me take the glass bowl. I'm gonna press it against the glass bowl, try and get as much of that moisture out as possible. You can use like a cheesecloth and squeeze it in a cheesecloth. I didn't have any cheesecloth, so I just decided to blot with a paper towel. That seemed to work really well, except some of the butter got stuck to the paper towel, but it did work well for me. That's all I have to say about that. All right, so the next thing you're gonna do is you're gonna take all your garlic chunks. I decided to add some salt to my butter. It was just an impulse decision. And then you're just gonna squeeze all that garlic into the butter. I'm using a fork and I'm just mashing it, trying to get as much of the garlic incorporated into the butter as well as a lot of chunks, and just mash it down so that's really compounded together. So the next thing you're probably wondering is, how do I store my butter? What's the easiest way? So I just took a piece of plastic wrap, saran wrap, whatever you want to call it. I laid it down on the counter and I scooped all the butter into the very middle of the plastic wrap, as you can see here, trying to get as much of the butter as possible and not leave any in the bowl. So once I get into a nice little mound, I'm going to form it into a nice little square, and then I'm going to be rolling the butter into a sausage. And I don't know why my camera is not focusing. I apologize. If anybody else uses a Canon G7X Mark II, let me know how I can utilize focusing better, because I have yet to figure it out. But here you see me rolling it all into a sausage, and it's pretty self-explanatory from here. Kept it in there for about 30 minutes before taking out some bread, making some toast, and smearing that goodness all over my toast. Guys, this is absolutely delicious. I hope you get to try it at home. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, and I will see you guys hopefully next week.